We're still next door.
All right, good evening, everyone. We'll begin this evening with a public hearing. The public hearing is for Resolution 10-23, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2023, and declaring an emergency. Does anyone have any comments to make about the public hearing, about the, essentially we're talking about the budget, the appropriation budgets?
For 2023, final appropriations are $67.6 million. We have $7.9 million allocated for the general fund, $8.1 million for the remaining tax-supported funds, and $51.6 million for the utilities.
All right, very good. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, then I will say that this public hearing is now closed. We can move on then to our regular meeting for Oroville City Council here for March 20th, 2023. And we'll begin this evening with prayer with Reverend Gary D. Hart from the Independent Missionary Baptist Church.
Let us pray. Dear Father, we come this evening, Lord, just thanking you for another day, another opportunity that we were not promised, dear Lord. Father God, as we enter into this city council meeting, we ask that you would lead, guide, and direct all the decision-making processes of each of these council members who have thought enough of their city to be a part in making sure that a city is ran very well. Then, Father God, as we come to the end of one chapter and the beginning of another chapter, guide the people of the city of Oroville when they go into the polls in making that decision as well, so that the city may continue to run in its like manner in a smooth way, projecting and ever aiming towards a city of unity, a city of one accord. Dear Father God, we just want to thank you again for having a city council that believes in the power of prayer, that believes in the power of the Almighty God. And Father, we give you all praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us all say, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Dehart. Clerk, could please call the roll.
Hamburg.
Here.
The Spirit.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. You should have all received a copy of the meeting minutes from the March 6, 2023 meeting. They have a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. President, I move those minutes be approved.
Mr. Larson
moves.
Mosley
seconds.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, so we'll move on in our agenda to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin, as always, with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Hamburg, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report. However, I will be looking at putting a date for a committee meeting in early May. There's a few things we want to discuss, one being the skate park dates and launches of what we want to do there. I know this is hard to believe, but we're less than 2 or 3 months out from when we want to have the skate park in place, and we want to align some dates of events around that project as well. So that's one item. The other one is the Oroville Union Depot project. That will not really begin until the end of this year. However, at this point, we want to review scope of work, take a look at some of the schematics and the planning to make sure that we have everything the way we want it. And there's also some possible sponsorship and funding options we're looking at too, to lessen the cost of that project. So more to come, and I'll put some dates out there closer to May.
Very good. We'll be looking for that. And our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, therefore I have no report. However, we are continuing to work on trying to bring a permanent solution to the broadcasting in one way or another of the video of these meetings.
Very good. Thank you. And our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. Health and Safety, Mr. Spiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight, sir.
Thank you. And our Planning Committee, Mrs. Colbert.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you. And finally, Finance, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. No report.
All right, thank you. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. And Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I received a letter today, and it's titled Dear Tree City USA Community Member. And I'd like to go ahead and read that letter to you. On behalf of the Arbor Day Foundation, I'm thrilled to congratulate Oroville on earning recognition as a 2022 Tree City USA. Residents of Oroville should be proud to live in a community that makes the planting and care of trees a priority. Founded in 1976, Tree City USA is a partnership between the Arbor Day Foundation and the U.S. Forest Service and the National Association of State Foresters. Oroville is part of an incredible network of more than 3,600 Tree City USA communities nationwide with a combined population of 155 million. Over the last few years, the value and importance of trees has become increasingly clear. Cities and towns across the globe are facing issues with air quality, water resources, personal health and well-being, and energy use. Oroville has taken steps to a brighter, greener future. We hope you are as excited as we are to share this accomplishment with your local media, and I do have a press release, although I see Shams isn't here tonight. I was going to give that to her. So we'll get that over to her. Enclosed in this packet is a press release that you can distribute at your convenience. We're excited to celebrate your commitment to the people and trees of Oroville. Thank you again for your efforts. And that's best regards, Dan Lamb of Arbor Day Foundation, Chief Executive. And I wanted to just mention, you know, there might be some people that would hear this and say, well, I saw them cutting down trees today. Being a Tree City USA doesn't mean you never touch trees. Obviously, trees get old, they get bad, they get in the way sometimes. A lot of times we have our power still on because our utilities director makes sure and has a company come and trim limbs that should be coming off every year so that we're not one of those that's stuck with no electric for hours and hours of, every time we have a storm. But I wanted to also mention what makes a Tree City USA. It's not just this or just that. There's four different requirements. One of them is maintaining a tree board, which we have, or department. Having a tree care ordinance, which we have and have had all these years. Dedicating an annual community forestry budget of at least $2 per capita, which we do, which is what enables us to plant new trees when old ones come down and so forth, and removing stumps and things like that. And then the last one is hosting Arbor Day observance and proclamation, which we do every year, the last day of April. So that'll be coming up at the end of next month. And just wanted to let everybody know that we did receive that, and that is all I have. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This week is Tornado Awareness Week. The annual statewide tornado drill is 9:50 a.m. on March 22nd, this Wednesday, which we will be participating in. We did get the new software in. They were having some supply chain issues. I know you guys have never heard that before. But as a result, they are still working on it. We hope to have it up and operational yet this week. If not, we'll manually operate the sirens for the drill, knowing that they should be up and running imminently. Also, you might have noticed that the Blackwell Williams property, that the sled hill has been moved by our service department. The fence contractor is scheduled to begin to put the dog park fence back up either later this week or early next week, weather depending. We did open bids for the concrete pad for the skate park and received one awardable bid, five total bids. So as a result, we did meet with them, do a pre-con meeting, and they will be getting a schedule to us on installation here fairly soon. Of according to them, which they're the experts, it's a fairly straightforward project. So we'll definitely pass that on once we kind of finalize the time and dates for the actual construction to begin. And that's my report for tonight.
Very good. Any questions? All right, thank you. We'll move on then to our utilities director, Mr. Brederer.
Mr. President, just one item. Last week, the utility board reviewed the electric rate power cost adjustment factor and recommended to keep our rates frozen again for another quarter. And as a reminder, we are still operating in the same rate structure as we have since mid-2016. And that's all I have tonight, sir. That's impressive. Our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. City Council met on Monday, March 13th to review our final appropriations. At that time, we discussed projects that are also planned for the year. There's a couple of exciting things that are budgeted. One is constructing a skate park. We're also in the process of purchasing a fire truck and working on a downtown art project. We're also finalizing a property purchase with grant funding so we can extend rails to trails. And those projects are in addition to our normal annual repairs, street work, and things like that. For the utilities, we plan on doing roof repairs in several areas. We're going to be replacing the bucket truck. We'll continue to work on our substation upgrades and potentially painting the central water tower. I think that the directors have answered everyone's questions following the workshop, so I think we're ready for the third and final reading this evening. Mr. President, that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Any questions, comments? All right, we'll move on then to our law director, Mrs. Kirkcroft.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you. For my report, just to piggyback a little bit on what Mr. Larson was talking about with videotaping our meetings, we are looking for our next solution. We have a very basic setup here for today's meeting and whatever, however many meetings it'll take until we get to whatever our next solution will be. We've spoken with a couple of video production companies. So far, they're out of our budget, but we have a couple more people yet to talk to. But we are working with the administration here on some options to help increase our capabilities here in City Council chambers. It's going to be a little bit yet, so just bear with us until then. So. All right, very good. Thanks very much. And then the clerk has something for us.
The Ohio Division of Liquor Control has sent us an application for a new liquor permit for the Scratch Food Services LTD, doing business as Scratch Food Services. And they are requesting a D5I permit, and it's up to us whether or not we would like to request a hearing.
All right, Council generally does not have hearings on this, but of course you have the option to hold a hearing if you'd like to on this particular permit. What is your wish? Not hearing anybody saying they would are in favor of a hearing, so I think we'll let that go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, we can proceed in our agenda then to old business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 1023. Move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 1023, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Moorville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2023, and declaring an emergency.
All right. Any questions, comments? I think we've gone over this a few times so far, so I believe Council is ready to vote.
I move Resolution 1023 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you. We move on then to new business.
Resolution 1123. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Only seconds.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Elias, motion passes.
Resolution 1123, a resolution urging the legislative branches of the federal government as well as the state of Ohio to enact legislation to further protect the citizens of the city of Oroville, Ohio from the inherent dangers of a train derailment on the tracks located at or near our city and declaring an emergency.
I can speak to that.
All right, Mr. Mayor.
This is coming about really as a because of our relationship with the Ohio Municipal League. Last week received their weekly letter, and one of the things they had in there was that they urged all cities to do this sort of a resolution. So definitely we wanted to do that. I think, you know, at first I thought, well, they're going to do something anyway, it's obvious, but whether it'll be enough, we don't know. We're not going to have much control over that. But at least we didn't want to be one of those people that didn't say anything. So we wanted to go ahead and enact this in hopes that there will be some safety measures taken that need to be taken. So that's why it's here.
Any other questions, comments?
If I may, Mr. President.
Yes.
So the Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and J.D. Vance have teamed together for some proposed legislation, which is before Congress as we speak. It would include additional notification and inspection requirements for trains carrying hazardous materials, additional safety, additional fines for safety violations by rail carriers, and then additional $27 million for research on safety improvements. That's in their current legislation. Other proposals I've heard is additional pneumatic brake requirements, additional staffing requirements on the trains depending on the size and length. All of those are kind of before them. Obviously, as a train city that works regularly with Norfolk Southern and Wheeling Lake Erie, you know, we are obviously in favor of additional regulations to kind of improve the safety of our community.
Any other comments or questions? Mr. Orson.
I just think that it's worth note that, you know, this legislation that we urge will increase regulation. And in a world where oftentimes regulation is seen as obstruction, some regulation is very necessary to the public safety. I just wanted to mention that so we remember that.
Anyone else? Council like to vote on this tonight.
Mr. President, I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second. Mr. Shanklin.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handor.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 1123 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handor.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Ordinance B23. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Handor.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Ordinance B23, an ordinance approving the editing and inclusion of certain ordinances as parts of the various component codes of the codified ordinances of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Generally considered to be a housekeeping matter?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. This is what I would call an annual housekeeping ordinance, basically incorporating any state or local changes from 2022 into our codified ordinances. I was looking at the list earlier today. Ms. Gall does have those available if you would like to see those, and I would say a majority, if not all, of those changes are due to the changes at the state level that are impacting our codified ordinances. Excuse me.
Questions or comments? Hearing none. Council like to vote on this?
Mr. President, I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Ms. Mosley.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move ordinance B-23 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes our new business portion of the agenda this evening. Next up is our fire department annual report with Chief Bishop.
Popcorn's on its way.
Nice. You read my mind.
Yeah.
Only the best, only the fresh kind from the fire.
That's right, you just made it.
Moonlighting is a good word.
It's a fine job.
Oh, here it is.
I got enough. It's a lot of skills.
All those cords.
There we go. All right, your money tonight, huh? Oh, you didn't bring anyone else in?
This is what I see to my wife.
All right. All right, I guess you're wanting it.
Exactly. You didn't want any?
You might have wanted to get two if you did.
Yeah.
You got to do it first.
Perfect. Even better, right? Oh, yes. The scooper, too.
They brought napkins because
they tend to be.
Use a hand or arm.
What, sir? Oh, that's a priority here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, because of the council,
I need my wife to
dress. She does it all.
That's all right.
All right. Yeah. 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 Who'd ever not talk to the floor?
Get it all over Steve's papers.
She's brought in a bowl last Friday.
Probably
going to Steve's office with popcorn grease on the corner.
I know, right?
That's how they did. That's their last three things. They were all part of the National Archive.
2022 came to an end, we responded to 1,122 emergency 911 calls. We responded to 213 fire calls, 909 EMS, and 37 COVID calls. Over the last 5 years, we have averaged 1,057 calls per year, and this number remains consistent. Unfortunately, we are like all other fire departments in the state of Ohio, both career and volunteer. We are all facing personnel and funding issues. These issues have initiated a response by Governor DeWine to form a task force with the help of the state fire marshal to find answers to both funding and manpower issues. These issues are being felt throughout the entire state, and with skyrocketing inflation for fire apparatus and manpower shortages, communities just like ours need answers. The report from the governor's task force is due by June of 2023, hopefully with answers and funding to help communities like ours. One area of encouragement is the Wayne County Fire Chiefs Association, in conjunction with our local school districts, are exploring the possibility of a firefighter EMT class to be held at the vocational school. Graduating seniors would graduate with a Firefighter II EMTB state certification. Mayor Hanwork, Director Wheeler, as well as our Orville School Board representative to the vocational school are in full support of this plan. This plan is still being in the planning process, but it is moving forward with the hopes of being implemented by the beginning of school year 2024. Long gone are the days when the city's fire siren would blow and workers could leave work to report to the station and respond to the call. The good old days that some of us older members can remember, running to station, jumping on the tailboard of a fire truck, and putting on your turnout gear while en route, are unfortunately over. As Dennis Smith states in his best-selling book, Report from Engine Company 82, the only thing constant is you dial 911 and the firemen will be there. In 2022, we began the long process of writing the specifications for the replacement of Heavy Rescue 63. Thanks to Councilman Aspiris and his committee, and all the members of City Council and the City Administration, this process has been completed, and the truck is now ordered. With the delivery date scheduled in 2026, when delivered, our Heavy Rescue truck will be approaching 25 years old. Last year alone, that truck responded on 320 calls by itself, so it pretty much out about every day. Rescue 63 has proven to be one of the busiest companies in Wayne County. This truck is on scene for any and all situations requiring the use of heavy rescue equipment and manpower, including but not limited to the rapid intervention team, motor vehicle accidents, hazmat, and industrial accidents, as well as all fire calls assigned within the city of Orrville as within the areas we provide coverage. Who would have ever thought fire trucks would take 3 years to be built and delivered and now cost well north of $1 million? Since 1855, the Orrville Fire Department has provided 167 years of excellence to our community via the valiant volunteers. In 2023, a new chapter is about to be written, which quite possibly might be the most challenging and difficult chapter in our illustrious history. The time has come to explore and implement full-time, part-time staffing. Obviously, much consideration has been given and will be given to ensure both the citizens and department members are taken care of. There are many moving parts on this wheel in the city administration, city council, human resources, and the staff officers of the fire department are working very hard to make sure we get this right. Looking ahead to 2023, Ladder 66 replacement, fire station number 2 renovations, the staffing recruitment issues, and the completion of the storm warning siren system. As chief, I'd like to personally recognize the administration of the City of Orrville, Directors Wheeler, Strimlin, Brenniger, and Kirkbride, as well as Mayor Hanworth. This group always has the best interest of the City of Orrville and its citizens at heart. Councilman Aspiris and the Health and Safety Committee, as well as all the members of Council, you have provided us with tremendous support. We cannot thank you enough for what you as a group have done for both us, the Fire Department, and the Firefighters Association. On a side note, I know Mayor Hanworth gave his final State of the City address several weeks ago, and from the Orrville Fire Department and the Orrville Firefighter Association, we wish you nothing but the best for you after your final year as mayor. You've been a huge supporter for us at the UFD and the UFA, and it's been very much appreciated. So, those are just a couple fires we were on this year. Ladder 66 in operation. The bottom one was the Stoller fire. Here's the total hours worked by the members. Put in 19,833 hours by the members, which includes vehicle, facility, and equipment cleanup, our meetings, OFFA activities, training, calls, fire calls, which comes out to 9.5 full-time employees. There was 1,122 calls we talked about. We had over $1 million in property damage this year. The amount of calls, and you can see we had 919 in the city, 46 in Bachman. Central Fire District is Green Township, so 87 calls into that township. East Union 36, Sugar Creek 16, and all other, which Mutual Aid, which would be Rittman, Chippewa, those places, 18 times. You can see the time of calls, midnight to 6 a.m., 156 calls. 6 a.m. to noon, 325, noon to 6 p.m., 410, and 6 o'clock to midnight, 231 calls. So you can see it, we talked about this at the workshop, from about 2015 to now, our calls have doubled. 53 times we went and helped other fire departments, and I think it's about 9 times we had them help come help us. So. This would be the rescue going on RIT calls, structure fires outside of our area. Average time on a call is 41 minutes, 9 minutes till the time of alarm till we're on scene, 7 minutes till we get the first truck on the road, which is still pretty outstanding for a volunteer come from home crew. EMS division, 779 EMS calls in the city limits, 130 to all the other townships for 909. EMS invoiced $477,992. We collected $207,617 for a 43% rate. What you got to understand with that too is with Medicare and Medicaid, we bill the full amount, but you can only collect what they pay, and you have to accept that as a full payment. So for instance, if we bill $850 for an ALS one run, and the Medicare supplement for that is $174, that's what you get, and that's a full payment. So there's the type of calls, cardiac, heart attack 75 times we went out, motor vehicle accidents 54, strokes 29, ODs 36, respiratory issues 85, medical illnesses obviously is that big one, 297. Non-emergency calls 59 times, basic life support 485, and advanced life support 1, 292, and advanced life support 2, 73, which would be the most critical. Fire prevention, everything's back to full speed, going to the schools. The schools are coming to the station for their tours. This is some of the stuff we did, the graduation the kids have up at St. Agnes for the after they get out of preschool. Went down at the bottom, we did fire extinguisher training for the chamber out at the Wayne College. We continue to work with the National Fire Safety Council. We get excellent participation from our businesses in town to support these programs. I want to mention something about the fire that was at the Mars down in Downton this last summer. And that was, it had been burning for, it ended up burning for a few days, but I actually got a phone call from the state fire marshal on that. And Assistant Chief Ballantyne had his crew, he was in charge of that crew down there. And the fire marshal called, our guy saved that building. They went inside to the tank that was rupturing and opened it up so it could vent out. And he specifically called to tell us, you know, that the job that our guys did saving that place. So this is the type of work them guys do. Just a couple more of the fires this last year. Car wreck we had down in a creek. Inspection Bureau did 43 buildings, reviewed 26 plans. We'd like to get more involved with that, but just a lot of time consuming. Training. Said we did 1,274 just in training last year. This is some of the RIT team that doing some of the drills that they do, breaching walls, going into smoke, firefighter recovery. Every fire has to be investigated. We have to do a fire report on every fire. It goes to the state of Ohio. This one, Lieutenant Phil Weigel was a friend of ours. He was on the West Salem Town and Country RIT team. We trained with him a lot. There's four RIT teams in Wayne County, us, Central, Worcester Township, and Town and Country. So we knew Phil very well. Phil would come down to our station, spend the day, and when this accident happened up on I-71, he was killed in the line of duty. We met immediately after we were notified of his death. And we changed our response, how we respond to MBAs, and we named it Operation Phil. His father stops at the station. Every month or so he stops in to see us, keeps us up to date on what's going on with everything with It's going on 1 year that this happened, and nothing has been settled, so, but that hit home, and we changed our operation in his memory. Top part was at his funeral. Our ladder truck in Worcester Cities had the flag draped for the funeral procession to go through. Our retired people, our state certified, our indemnity board, fire investigation, fire prevention, our officers, and the Orville Firefighter Association. Chris Parker was our 2022 Firefighter of the Year. Chris came down, he was a town and country fireman. He moved his family down to Orville, and he's been a huge asset. He's now president of our Firefighter Association. We hired one new guy this year, Austin Creakey. He's a third generation firefighter. Had three firefighters resign. Tanner Hostetler got 10 years of service, Nairn 5 years. Station, trucks, station two. Firefighter Association, you can see obviously the 5,823 hours that the men put in for the 4th of July, our 12U softball tournament. Everything's full go this year. We got around 95 teams are registered for the 14U. We've got around 44 teams registered for the 12U. We did get a new ride company this year. We had a ride company last year, was out of North Carolina, and we had a couple issues, and you know, nothing major, but we actually got a local company out of Youngstown now that we're going to be dealing with, kind of a hometown. So we did sign a new contract with the ride company. Our firework company has got a signed contract with that. So we are looking forward to the July and everything moving forward with that. But you know, shop with the cop. This is the first year we were able to get back in. They actually came and did it, and actually met at the station this year, and the city administration fed them their breakfast, and you know, got back to everything normal with those kids. Just a couple of pictures from that. Of course, this year we had the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile made an appearance, and you can't have a 4th of July without a hot dog. And this is an April production this year. Instead of popcorn, it's Snickers, frozen Snicker bar. I gave the mayor one the other day, and he thought it was a candy bar, and he let it melt in his desk. So
I was going to eat it 2 days later.
Yeah, waiting for a Friday snack. But that's it. I mean, that's what's going on. Any questions or comments? We do appreciate the support you guys give us. We really do. That's it.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Dean,
insurance that we get, the insurance rating that we have for, as a city as a result of our...
Yes, we're class C rating. So, we
get it benefited on our homeowner's insurance rating.
Yeah. Smart person.
Bishop, we had a comment here after the presentation about Orville's fire rating, their what's called ISO rating, which is the rating that's given by the Insurance Standards Organization that really determines what your insurance rates are. And because of the excellent department and hydrants and the excellent equipment that we have and our firefighting capabilities, Orrville being a smaller community, it has a Class 3, which is unusual for a community our size. And literally every person who pays for insurance in Orrville benefits from the investment, the dedication of our fire department as a result of that, that fire rating. So just wanted to make a note on that that didn't get in the presentation. All right, do we have any comments for the good of the order? Yes, Mr. Shankle.
I'd just like to thank the fire department and everybody on it for their outstanding work. The long hours, it's much appreciated.
What else? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. President, I move to adjourn.
Mr. Larson moves.
Second.
Ms. Carr seconds.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
Asteris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All eyes. Motion passes.
Thank you much. Very, very much, our ladies and gentlemen, our next meeting is April 3rd. So we get prepared to flip over another page on the calendar. Then we'll have our annual report by the utility department. But until then, we are adjourned. Thank you and good night.
Uh-oh.